Hi team, welcome to The Mosaic. This is the podcast where we put together the pieces of business and life, one intentional piece at a time. And we create something meaningful, beautiful, and masterful. So I'm so glad you're here today because this episode, this one is for all my over-explainers out there, and you know who you are. So today's message is simple, but it is a powerful one. Quit over-explaining yourself. So here's what it is coming for me this morning, okay? Quit over-explaining yourself to people who simply won't understand your life choices. They don't understand why you wake up at the wee hours of the day to tackle the most important things in your life, to move, to reflect. They don't understand why you don't settle for mediocre, right? They don't understand the podcasts that you listen to, the books that you read, the goals that you chase. They just don't understand why you eat differently, why you speak differently, why you drive differently, why you don't drink, or why you don't smoke, why you say no to things that drain your energy, why you don't hang out with certain crowds anymore, or why you protect your peace and your time fiercely. They don't get why you prioritize your kids or your growth or your health or your time. Because you've learned something that they haven't yet. Okay? So I asked ChatGPT this morning about the signs behind why people overexplain things, right? And according to ChatGPT, people overexplain when they feel a lack of psychological safety. So in their brain, it's a way of their brain seeking validation and belonging. So we think that if we over-explain ourselves more clearly or better, we'll be understood. But in fact, it's not the truth. Most of the time, people don't have the context, the perspective, or the capacity to understand your journey. And that's okay. So Brené Brown puts it perfectly, right? You don't owe anyone an explanation for your boundaries. So when you over-explain, we actually weaken our message. So our brains process excess information as noise. So instead of being persuasive, and we come across as if we are uncertain. So if I were to have a key takeaway sessions, and I'm looking back on all my episodes, you can start to see the theme, right? It really first starts with awareness. Notice that impulse. Catch yourself when you start over-explaining yourself, right? Remind yourself that you are allowed to have and live the life that makes sense to you and nobody else. You don't have to justify your discipline, and especially when you're trying to explain your boundaries to someone, stop. You don't need to. You just be aware that you're doing that. And you don't even have to explain your silence. Not explain. You don't have to explain you not explaining yourself. And then replace that explanation with affirmation. Instead of saying, oh, I can't, say that doesn't align with the boundaries and with the life, that with the time that I want to spend today. Right? That guard that energy of yours. And then you can journal. You can go for a walk instead. You can check in with your energy. You can check in with your capacity. And then watch your confidence expand. Self-trust grows when you stop seeking validation from people by over-explaining yourself. Because when you try to explain yourself to people, you're not really meant to, they are not really meant to understand you. You create space for those who do and for yourself to grow and expand your capacity and your confidence. So today's affirmations for you is, I want you to say them with me. If you're walking, you're driving, if you're working out, just let them wash over you. Really feel them, okay? You owe no one an explanation for your peace. You choose alignment over approval. Your boundaries are sacred. You are confident in who you are and where you are going. Your results speak louder than your words. You trust yourself completely and you are free. My friends, you don't need anyone. You don't need anyone to understand you. You just need to understand yourself. That's where your power is. Okay. In this podcast, we are putting together the pieces of life and business, one intentional piece at a time, to create a masterpiece. I love you. I believe in you. I want you to go live your life the way that you want to live your life and protect your energy, because the world needs your light. And if this podcast touched you in any way, please rate it, share it, follow it. You know the deal. Until next time. I'm out.